Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Energy Teacher, Medium, and author of my newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spiritual Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from spirit, showing us that our challenges are not merely economic, political, or societal, often just a spiritual disconnect from our true being or soul wisdom. And I am most delighted to welcome Sherry Dillard, author of I'm Still With You, who, like many of my spiritually developed authors, in one way or another has found that consciousness survives physical death and we are, as souls, eternal vessels of pure energy and love. Hello, Sherry, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Sherry, as listeners of Healing From Within over the years have come to expect, in exploring the world of energy or universal source as a vast territory of new perceptions and realities, and often we become interested in this world beyond physical life as we recognize the duality of life and learn that we are spiritual beings having a physical life in order to refine and expand our already magnificent soul potential. Life becomes miraculously better when we merge our spiritual awareness to reach higher consciousness and live purposefully in the here and now. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Sherry Dillard, who is a professional psychic medium and therapist for over 30 years and has given over 50,000 readings worldwide, will share thoughts on intuition, spiritual development, healing, and its importance in the modern-day challenges the world is facing right now. Sherry, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, maybe a place or event or something that may have signaled to you or someone else around you the lifestyle and interest that you would pursue as an adult. For we know that the journey of the souls and the challenges are present within each of us at the time of our birth, unfolding as we mature and follow our predetermined paths in life. So think back to something that you remember from childhood.
Well, the thing that pops to mind is that we used to go camping when I was a kid, and there were always a campground full of people, full of kids, full of families. And we were all pretty similar, our families, you know, same equipment. It was just familiar. Everybody was what you would think in these campgrounds with families. And we used to go to the same campground every year. It was near the ocean. And I got to know, you know, some of the kids that would go. But there was one woman that would always, every year I saw her. I never actually talked to her. But she was a single woman who looked very different than the rest of all the mothers and women I had ever known. She just had very long white hair, long braid. She had one little small tent, and she just kind of stuck out to me for some reason. And she just fascinated me. I knew she was different. I knew that there was something so strong in her that, you know, she kind of showed up among all of these families and kids and everybody that was, there was no one similar to her there. And she had that independence to her and that kind of presence to her. And I guess that's what I would call it, is
it
I
was,
noticed the presence to her.
It was her energy and...
Right, exactly.
And something within you was in alignment with that energy. You never got to talk to her?
I never talked to her, but like you said, it was her energy, it was her presence, it was, there was something that just struck me so deeply.
Let me tell you something that you, let me just say something in regard to that. You know, 25 years ago when I got deep into this work, I went to Arizona for a psychic development healing convention. And I went to this sound bowl healing workshop. So there was a circle. And when I ran in, I was running late because I got lost. There was only one seat left. And I sat down in it. And I caught my breath. And all of a sudden, I gazed to my right side. And there was a woman just like you described, with the long white blonde hair. And I felt something very unique or different or whatever. The next day, I got to meet her. She had a booth. She was in vibrational music, and she was getting ready to do a film, she told me, with Steven Spielberg. And she says to me, "My name's Victoria. And I'm not from this star system." So I went, you know, my eyes must have gone up in my, because I wasn't aware at that time of perhaps other life forms. I was just beginning to use my medium qualities that I had always had, but had, you know, not been in an environment to develop. Well, she was very extraordinary, and when I listened to her music, she told me she was here to help humanity evolve. That was her purpose, and it was through the music, and she was guided by her people or life forms since she was a little girl, and I kind of think that's what you encountered. And, maybe she was there to alert you or to feel something, because your destiny, as mine was to develop this communication with higher life form. Call them angels, guides, teachers, spiritual beings, other life forms, whatever. They exist, and we are working with them in one way or another. So that's very interesting. You're the only one in 700 shows who ever had that same experience. It, life is full of synchronicity and coincidences. So let's go on. What do you believe our loved ones experience when they pass over, and who greets them? Who greets them?
Well, what I've found from talking to a lot of people who have passed over is that they, as soon as we, in fact, sometimes usually before we even fully leave the body, but as our soul is leaving the body, we have an incredible, it's kind of undefinable, the amount of love we feel. And that is true no matter how we've passed, whatever kind of life we've lived. It's immediately a sense of being lifted into a higher love, a higher vibration, a higher sense of who we are. And who greets us is usually really who we would like to see, who feels close to us. Sometimes there's surprises, but if we have a favorite grandmother, grandfather, parent, they're there. They're immediately there with us. If we have a pet that we love, they're there.
Yeah.
If we believe in Jesus and want to greet Jesus, Jesus
he'll
is there.
He'll be there. Yes. Yes. What
he will be there.
Our intentions are honored, and everyone we need to be with beyond will be there. And in my new book, A New Life Awaits, which came out just before yours, I addressed this question also, and I wrote, when I interviewed Annie, who discussed her communication with her brother who had passed, I had no idea that before long my sister Adele would pass. As a medium, I receive thoughtful, creative, validating messages from my clients, and I have always assumed that was the way Spirit intended me to use the gift of spiritual communication. However, I was told long ago that I could ask to speak to any soul energy, anywhere, alive or in spirit. But I never tried to contact my own family members, as I felt that should they need to reach me, they would. 8 months after my sister's passing, I decided to meditate and try to check in to see how she was relating to her new world. Unlike Billy, who reached out to his sister, I reached out to mine in spirit. Usually, when I do a reading, I simply write down whatever is presented to me. It seems the information is perfectly tailored to what my client needs at the moment. With my sister Adele, however, I decided to ask her questions. I asked her who was there to meet her, and immediately I began to feel a pressure and a tightening on my head, as perhaps the drug she was given before passing confused her, and she was frightened. Our dad was calling to her as telling her to move forward. And then Rodell saw the head of the Statue of Liberty, immense in size, and her face was very close to that face. And then the beams of light from the crown on the statue's head enlarged, and so many light beings moved forward to meet her, relatives and friends and guides. And Rodell seemed to feel free, like I kind of think like the immigrants who must have come to our shores looking for a new life and have felt so filled with hope that they would be welcomed. And tears started to fill my eyes as I realized how joyful she was to find this new world and see so many souls. She had lost many, many people in her life, and they were there to greet her. And before she passed, I tried so hard to get her to understand that she was in for a great awakening or treat or truth, or she didn't believe like me, and I wasn't able to get her to understand it till then. So she answered my question, and it is beautiful what you and I see and feel when we see
Yeah,
spirits.
that was beautiful what you just said. That was
Well,
just wonderful.
that's how she showed it to me, my own sister, and I did cry. I did cry
Yeah.
to see and feel
I
that
bet.
she was okay. Yeah, I've never done that, and with one of my own relatives, and I've done it with other historical figures or authors that I've worked with when I needed to have clarity in how to proceed with the show. But thank you very much. But I thought you would like hearing that also, and our
Yeah, that's beautiful.
listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? So we go on to, we're aware that there's a life review that's very important for every soul who ascends and lives beyond this physical life. So what happens during a life review?
Well, lots of stuff happened during the life review. Initially, it is a kind of an awareness that we have in of the totality of our life here. And we have more of a sense of not looking at it so much as I did this right or this wrong, or, it's never about what anyone else did to us either. It's really about our choices, our consciousness, what we've learned, what we've experienced through what we have been through. And we also have the opportunity to see things differently, to understand the real purpose behind what we experienced. When we're in the physical world as humans, we tend to have that egocentric point of view where we feel what happens to us and we can feel good about it or bad about it, or that one person didn't treat me right, or I've got to, be tough and not let anybody take advantage of me, or whatever it might be. We tend to see it through that point of view of how do we stay safe, how do we protect ourselves, how do we get what we want and need. But the life review gives us that opportunity to perceive what we've experienced really through the soul's perspective. And we are sometimes very surprised by that. I've had people I've talked to on the other side who really are astonished at, simple things like why their daughter was in their life, they realized they were learning from her, that she was different, but that they needed that experience, that she opened doors for them that they didn't see. We just see our relationships so much differently too. We understand why certain people are in our life, even if they've been challenging, and we see it also through the eyes of love. We understand that it's always about our growth. It's always about learning how to love more and how to receive more love. And then we go on to, the life review I've found actually can take in Earth time a little longer than what we sometimes think. Some people have to go through the life review in a slower pace. For people who haven't had a lot of self-awareness here to fully understand. And then others go through it quite rapidly. It can be almost instantaneous. And we also have the opportunity to feel what others have felt as a result of our actions.
Now that's a very important
right.
Yes, factor, because that will,
yeah.
that helps us grow and to understand more of how we want to be in the next opportunity we have to interact
right.
with either souls that we've interacted with already or new people. And you also say, you also tell us about the soul review that our soul, our loved ones go through this, they awaken to their true self, and they're able to be more positive and let go of judgment and fault-finding and blame, and they understand the contracts that they had with other people.
Right.
Because everyone
right.
we meet in our life, no one is random. They're coming in because we have something to share, something to do together, or maybe to learn from them, and that's very important. So the soul review is a very wonderful process. I'm not so sure it happens immediately upon getting into that higher space, because some souls, if they've been sick or had a hard passing, may need time to be in a safe place. Sometimes it's like a garden and other healing elements are around them. So I'm not sure when that starts, the soul review. But you also you're
I
not
agree
sure
with
about that,
that
right? So I'm not sure about. But you also say that some sensation of orbs of energy bubbles up, like from within. Now I don't know if you've seen, perhaps you have, in photographs. Sometimes there's orbs of light that show. Have you seen something like that?
Yeah, I've seen that, and the orbs. It's a visual, but it's also actually it's a very strong sensation and feeling that we have. It's our energy body, and it's our energy body purifying itself. It's becoming clear, and we're releasing any of the anger, judgments, whatever it might be. So those kind of bubbles that emerge, those orbs that emerge from within. Well, they emerge from us because then we are spirit energy. And with those orbs, most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time will come certain memories or things that we went through. And that's when we get to experience things in a kind of a different way.
Yeah, they could be coming from the chakras, the seven chakras
that
are our energy connection
right.
to the physical and spiritual life.
Right.
And they hold different experiences and feelings that we have to learn while we're here. So I liked that you mentioned the orbs of energy that bubble up from within, so we could say just what we said. You also say that during the soul review, those of us who were able to accept our physical life circumstances and did our best to respond to whatever was asked of us, we succeeded in our life. And I always remember my mother saying to me, do the best you can, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she must have had a sense that's what we were here to do. And many people think in terms of failure, and there is no failure. There's no right or wrong, good or bad. There's just experience of the soul. And I like that you said that. So success is about just being able to allow, accept, and surrender to what we must, because it's good for us. In the end, we bring it with us, the memories, the feelings, the connections, the truth of our being, and it's all what has to be. What do you believe it's like on the other side, and what may our loved ones be experiencing?
You know, that is such an that is just an amazing question. I mean, it was an amazing answer. I'm not saying I have the answer, but you know, I tell people that when we look at the planet Earth and all the different people here and all the different activities that we do and all the different levels of consciousness, and that one person's reality can be so different than the person standing right next to them. And yet they're on the same world, they're on the same earth, they're in the same human body. On the other side, I've found that it's even more diverse than that. That, you know, you talked about star planets or you know,
Star
people.
people, yeah.
You know, there is so much that we can't even, it's like, even whatever I could say would just be the tip of the iceberg. Because there is so much that we can't even really fathom, I truly believe. We can have experiences similar. You know, a lot of people who go over will initially have experiences very much like their Earth life.
And with a
They
lot of
will
their
just,
relatives and loved ones.
exactly, I was just
Yeah.
going to say that, you know, they go to their loved ones, they live in a family unit again. It's different though, you know, it's not exactly the
Well,
same,
I
but
think what you're saying is there's infinite realities and possibilities, and it never ends. It's an
never
endless
ends.
world of life and growth and beauty and goodness and refinement, and I think it's very interesting. You also say sometimes some of your relatives who may have had no in interest in some of the things we're interested in now could become interested because they're around us when they're in spirit, and they might. And I have a story that my grandfather, he came to me in a dream in 1993, and he told me I had to write something for my father. And the next day I got a message, a call from my mother that my father had passed,
Oh, gosh.
and I wrote his eulogy. Well, that awoken me. That started my journey of spirit communication and healing, and another medium along the way, several years down the road, came over to me and said to me, she says, "Your grandfather was not interested in the things you're doing and studying now, but since you're doing it, he's coming to all the events with you and learning because he's interested in it now that you're doing it." So you wrote that, and there was the story that shows that that's exactly. They're still with us, they're learning with us, and they're perhaps interested in things that they never had an opportunity to experience here. And while they're in spirit, they are doing that with us. I thought that was fabulous. So let's go on to this is interesting. How can healing relationships and karma with those on the other side be worked on? This is challenging.
Definitely. A lot
You
of times
tell the
people.
story, actually, you tell the story of Philip, whose wife died, and he felt quite challenged and bad because of the sudden death. So maybe tell us Philip's story. You remember that?
Know what? I changed so many names from the real people, and I tell
Oh,
me
you
more.
changed it. Okay. Well, then you answer the way that you want to. How does relationships and karma, how is it worked on?
Well, you know, we can consciously work on it here, or it works if we're not conscious that it's working, that's happening. But when our loved ones transition, they, if we've had challenging karma between ourselves and someone we've been in a relationship with, our loved ones, like we were talking about earlier, they perceive it differently. They perceive the relationship through a higher dimension, a higher consciousness. And a lot of times our loved ones will actually be with us, close to us, and sending us so much love and so much compassion because they understand now the purpose of the relationship and the purpose of the karma. And what often happens is that if we have a loved one who's, you know, kind of with us and they're sending us that wisdom, that awareness, we might not know that that's what's happening, but sometimes we'll start to think about that person, or we'll start to see things differently ourselves, not realizing that our loved one is sending us that energy, that they're kind of sending us that new understanding of our karma with them. And we can begin to become more aware of whatever we still need to heal within ourselves, too. It's almost like we can go through a little bit of a life review, even though we're still in the physical body.
Yes, I believe that. Yeah. I think we're sometimes going through life reviews. Sometimes when we have an illness, right? And sometimes when things shift for us, or we lose a person we love, or a job, mm-hmm. or a home, or a marriage. Yeah, we can go through a life review, and those, our spirit guides, our teachers, our loved ones, are helping us here the way they will help mm-hmm. us beyond here. So what do you want readers to take away with them after reading I'm Still With You?
Well, I would like for readers to understand and to feel and to be more open, perhaps, to knowing that their loved ones are with them, and that no matter what happened here in a relationship, it continues on the other side. This is not the end. And if we've had incredible love with someone, it continues, it grows, it expands on the other side, and we're able to give that to more and more people here. If we've had challenging situations, or someone has left and we haven't said everything we've wanted to say, or we haven't understood what that relationship is about, we can have understanding, and that relationship will be healed. And our loved ones are with us. I think that the big message would be simply be the title, is that our loved ones are with us, and that we can heal and evolve with them, that the journey continues.
Well, I love that. The journey continues on and on and on. Forever. Mm-hmm. It's forever. So I want to thank you, Sherry Dillard, author of I'm Still With You, for your sensitive and truthful approach to communicating and helping clients and readers heal and evolve with their loved ones on the other side. For more information on this topic of eternal life and knowing that consciousness survives physical death, go to sherrydillard.com. and purchase this book, which authentically shares the beauty of life after death. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Sherry Dillard has successfully shared with listeners a clearer view of what the process of transitioning and moving into the afterlife is like, and how our loved ones try and often succeed in communicating and sharing their continued life presence and interests in our lives, only from a different dimension of energy. Perhaps we can realize the truth of what is on the other side, the infinite possibilities, and the true meaning of eternal life in both physical and energetic form. Perhaps we can also begin to understand how to merge our soul and ego-based capacity, our mind, our physical life, to live a more balanced, harmonious life experience while dealing with all the challenges of our daily life. Perceptions of the true nature of continuous life, when accurate and removed from fear, can eliminate most suffering and allow for greater love and compassion to flourish. Sherry writes, that after many years of communicating with souls who have passed over, she's still surprised and somewhat mystified by what those on the other side tell her about the afterlife. Just as we have free will in the physical world, we have the opportunity to create our experiences and steer our evolution and growth in the spirit realm as well. After the soul review, many stay close to family members, as we discussed earlier, and they can't even recreate much of how they lived in the physical world. Even relationships in the physical world that may have been short-lived and seemed less significant can be explored in a new way beyond here. Sherry and I would hope you start this very moment to pay attention to the quiet intuitive thoughts and whispers of loved ones, both here in your physical life and in spirit, who are not there randomly, but purposefully to awaken in you the memory of your powerful and divine soul who yearns to breathe love and life into their words and actions and make themselves and the world a healthier and more loving place. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the fields of science, spirituality, metaphysics, medicine, energy healing, psychology, and the arts and science, as we search our minds and hearts for a true realization of our soul and physical life realities. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.